She keeps an eye on the news, then passes the latest information on to you. It's Jordan Verdadero. Weekday mornings on News Radio 890, 92.5. KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
It's a big day for the Washington County community as first responders have been patiently waiting to bridge the gaps for those going through mental health and substance abuse crises.
It will be a great resource. It'll be interesting to see how much offset that will kind of relieve the jail and some of our staffing issues.
The state legislature started funding receiving centers a couple of years ago, and with the help of local leaders and Intermountain Healthcare's $50,000 donation, they're able to make it happen.
Patrol officers can bring someone in, drop them off where they can be getting professional help administered through our Southwest Behavioral folks, and help them get the services they need, get in a position where they can then make a plan so they can be seeking out the resources they need.
Southwest Utah Behavioral Health serves six counties in the area, and officials are hopeful this will be a resource for surrounding communities and Washington County.
We're very grateful. It's going to look great.
We believe that this will lower suicide rates in our state, and that's a big deal.
Governor Spencer Cox is hopeful this round-the-clock center with its own trained professional staff will also help overworked first responders in the community.
Putting pressure on nurses and emergency rooms and doctors where, again, they're not trained for that either, or our law enforcement community and going to jail.
The Washington County Receiving Center is expected to be ready in 8 months.